This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
I'd like to welcome a gentleman to the show, Adam East. And Adam works at the Alberta Rose Theater. Adam, welcome to Out Loud Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, and we're so excited to have you here. I guess I want to let our listeners know the decisions and kind of the thought process around how the Alberta Rose came to be hosting this benefit event for Basic Rights Oregon. And for listeners that don't know, I guess I want to fill them in on what happened with Michelle Schacht. So, Adam, please share the story of the Alberta Rose Theater and the Michelle Schacht show.
Well, we had Michelle Schacht booked for a concert for the end of April, and everything was all squared away. And one morning, I received an email from someone who'd been at her tour kickoff show down in San Francisco the night before, and she had gone on a homophobic tirade and it had just shocked everyone, and they had to shut the show down and pull the plug on the power for Michelle, who didn't just stop when asked to stop, and the audience walked out of the show. And immediately I sent the information on to the owner of the theater. And we put our heads together then, and once we got confirmation that this had in fact happened, we heard from the owner of the venue down in San Francisco, who gave us his own account of the whole thing. We decided that we would cancel the show. And in thinking about what to do, now that this show was canceled, it occurred to me that what we really should do, you know, one of the things that Michelle had specifically mentioned in her homophobic tirade was being against same-sex marriage, and that was something in particular that was significant to her. And it just seemed so fitting to me that we should raise some money for gay marriage, given this opportunity of suddenly having an open date on our calendar and needing to fill it in with something. So I contacted Joe, and Joe said, yeah, let's do it, Basic Rights Oregon. And so he reached out to them, and I reached out to all of the other promoters that were dropping like flies from the Michelle Schacht tour. They were canceling their shows also. And I told them that we had decided to do this. And a whole bunch of them also got on board. And there are a whole bunch of benefits happening in place of the Michelle Schacht shows on this, what was once supposed to be her tour.
Wow, that is very exciting. So that means besides Portland turning this cancellation around, it's happening in other cities across the country, correct?
Yeah, it is. I got, kind of stayed in touch with some of these other promoters, and yeah, at least a few are having benefit shows.
Wonderful. That is great. Now, I want to make sure folks that maybe missed the introduction that they know this event is happening at the Alberta Rose Theater. It is a benefit for Basic Rights Oregon, happening on Thursday, April 25th. The doors open at 7:30 p.m. I know that you've got quite a few.
Actually, the show begins at 7:30 p.m. and
okay.
The doors are opening at 6:30.
Ah, thank you for clarifying. So yeah, doors at 6:30, show starts at 7:30. We're we're going to be featuring music tonight from Sneakin' Out and Ashley Flynn, who are performing. But I also know you've got Storm Large and quite a few other musicians lined up. Where can folks find all the information online?
You can just go to the AlbertaRoseTheater.com website, and you can find that. Look on our calendar, and you'll see April 25th, and click on that, and all the information will be right there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for offering Basic Rights Oregon this awesome opportunity, and I want to say a special thank you for standing up, or standing against the hate speech that Michelle Schacht said when she was in San Francisco. I think it's a great opportunity for our, for something positive to come out of something so negative. So a big thanks to the Alberta Rose Theater. Any closing thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
I guess just, with every business decision that we make, we're voting in some kind of way. And it felt really good to be supporting something we believed in rather than something that we didn't believe in.
Okay.
We didn't even know that Michelle Schacht was a homophobe, and to think that we can pull our support from that and directly put it somewhere else just feels really good, and I think it's a great lesson to know.
It is. And thank you again. Listeners, we're just wrapping up our conversation with Adam East, who is the talent and booking agent for the Alberta Rose Theater. Thank you so much for joining us, Adam, and thank you for the important work that's going on over at the Alberta Rose Theater.
Thank you, Carla.
Right. Keep up the good work. Now, listeners, we're going to take just a moment to hear from our spring membership drive, and we'll be back in just a few moments to hear from Basic Rights Oregon. I'd like to welcome David and Sam. Tell us what's going on.
Well, this is our spring membership drive 2013, and Adam couldn't have said it better. He said it's really nice to be able to sort of back what you believe in. And for him at the Alberta Rose Theater to be able to back what they believe in is wonderful. And for you, our listeners, now is your chance to back what you believe in. Community radio is something you're listening to, is something you cherish, and you believe in. You can back that up right now by calling 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. Call us up, back what you believe in, become a financial supporter for this fantastic and unique community resource.
And just in case, knowing that you have done your part to support and be a financial backer of something that's so valuable and that you cherish so deeply isn't quite enough, we are able to sweeten the pot a little. Speaking of Alberta Rose, Sneakin' Out, Ashley Flynn, Storm Large, and others will all be performing at the Alberta Rose on April 25th at 7:30 p.m. The next caller who can put down $60 for the next year, use your credit card, we will hook you up. We will get you and a buddy into that show when you call 877-500-5266. Anyone can make a donation of any size at kboo.fm. We would really love to hear from you. We would really love to hear we'd really love to hear you bring the noise, as it were, the noise of a phone ringing that rings, the light of hope that shines from next to line one when you call 877-500-5266. When you say, I support KBOO. I recognize the value of KBOO, and I cherish its presence on my FM dial. You already know that. Now it's time to make the next step. Many people will do what they think is the right thing because they fear punishment. Some people will do what they think is the right thing for approval from their friends and neighbors. Some people will do the right thing just because it's the right thing. I don't care why you do the right thing. I just want you to do the right thing and call in your support for KBOO. 877-500-5266. Get into that show. I'll tell you more about a Ashley Flynn CD that we can offer as well later on. For now, we're going to go right back to a little bit more of what we're asking you to support. 877-500-5266. Call now.
And welcome back to Out Loud. My name is Carla. Tonight we're talking about marriage equality. We just said goodbye to our break for our spring membership drive. And we also said goodbye to Adam, who is the talent and booking agent for the Alberta Rose Theatre. Again, tonight we're going to be featuring some music that is part of the Bromance event coming up on April 25th at the Alberta Rose Theatre. The Bromance is a fundraiser for Basic Rights Oregon as a response to the Michelle Schacht concert that was canceled. Now, I'd like to move into our interview with Sasha, who is on the communication team with Basic Rights Oregon. Welcome to the studio, Sasha.
Hi, Carla.
Hi. I should almost say welcome back in the interest of transparency. Sasha is also a KBOO volunteer and regular Out Loud producer. So,
hi, everyone.
Hi. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So let's get folks caught up to date. I mean, what's going on with the Supreme Court has been all over the news, but for folks that don't know, some pretty significant conversations happened last week. And perhaps let's start with the fact that Proposition 8 is now in front of the Supreme Court. And maybe just starting with Proposition 8 came out of California, and maybe just a brief description of how Proposition 8 came to be and what is it?
Yeah, I don't want to bore you, you know, with the details. But if I could just step back just for one second, I just kind of want to flag something for folks because it's a little confusing. So I just want to clarify that Basic Rights Oregon is the state's chief LGBT advocacy organization. We've been around since the 80s. We came out of a period involving a group called the Oregon Citizens Alliance, which a lot of folks might know. You know, Oregon's faced more anti-gay LGBT ballot measures than any other state in the country. And we were able to beat those back. And out of that was formed a grassroots organization called Basic Rights Oregon. And we've worked for years to defend our families against those attacks. And in recent years, we've been working on more proactive legislation, such as the non-discrimination protections that we now have in Oregon. And now we're working on winning the freedom to marry. But the thing I wanted to clarify was that in February of this year, we made the announcement that we're moving forward with a ballot measure campaign to remove a constitutional limitation on the freedom to marry. And we'd be the first state in the country to do that. But the entity that you might, and this is the clarification I'm finally getting to, is that you might hear the name Oregon United for Marriage. And that's the name of the campaign that's going to be focused on winning the freedom to marry. And it's a group that's uniting businesses and union leaders, leaders of faith, you know, people from all stripes. So I just want to kind of distinguish, you know, you'll hear that Oregon United for Marriage. And we want to send a hearty thank you to Adam, by the way, with the Alberta Rose Theater for, you know, putting forward the benefit or putting this benefit together for Oregon United for Marriage and for Basic Rights Oregon. But just kind of wanted to clarify that before we just get into the nuts and bolts of the Supreme Court cases. But to answer your question, Carla, the cases that went up in front of the Supreme Court last week on Tuesday and Wednesday was firstly the Prop 8 case, which involved a similar measure that was approved by voters in 2008 as Measure 36, which would have limited, you know, the freedom to marry in the state of California. And that was challenged in the court system and it worked its way up through the district court, which struck the ballot measure as discriminatory. In California, gays and lesbians have domestic partnerships and everything but the word marriage. And that eventually was appealed by the opposition and worked its way up to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and was finally challenged in the Supreme Court. After the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the lower court's decision based on different reasoning, but it finally made its way up to the Supreme Court. Hopefully, people are still listening because that's a pretty boring piece. but the oral arguments were held on Tuesday, and then it's going to be decided in June, as you said. And there's a number of different views that are coming out, you know, about how those rulings might come out. There's a great piece by Mark Roberts Johnson, who's a local Portland attorney, and PQ Monthly that was published yesterday discussing the many different ways that this could turn out.
So. Absolutely. And so the options on what could happen are many, many, many different options. But just to be clear again, Proposition 8 is focusing on the right of same gender couples to get married, specifically in California, just to clarify that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so that's issue number one that again was presented to the Supreme Court, or the conversation debate started on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, something similar but yet very different also was discussed with the Supreme Court. And now this is the Defense of Marriage Act, which is a federal thing, and kind of explain what's going on with the Supreme Court in reference to DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act.
Yeah, again, this is a federal statute limiting the freedom to marry by not allowing states to recognize, you know, marriage equality from other states. It all began in, you know, the 96 when Hawaii passed the freedom to marry, and there was a fear that, you know, all other states would have to recognize that. So Congress at the time rushed in and passed this discriminatory piece of blank, which our friend Kate Kendall from the National Center of Lesbian Rights calls it. And built-in animus, calling it the Defense of Marriage Act, is pretty baldly animus-driven legislation. And, finally been challenged in a number of Circuit Court of Appeals of struck the legislation, and now it's worked its way up to the Supreme Court, and their hearings were again on Wednesday. And it's hard to read the tea leaves from the oral arguments. I listened to both of them over the weekend, and the Supreme Court justices were much more hostile toward DOMA than Prop 8, but that's, you know, it's really difficult to tell just from those hearings. No one could have predicted what was going to happen with the Affordable Care Act last June based on the oral arguments. So it's too soon to predict, but the consensus is certainly that the DOMA will definitely be struck and that Prop 8 will be struck. It's just a question of how far they'll go.
Right, exactly. And now, listeners, we're just getting into our conversation tonight. That was Sasha sharing some information. Sasha is part of the communication team with the Basic Rights Oregon. Their website is basicrights.org. We need to take a short break in our conversation. We will be back very soon to continue the conversation about marriage equality. We're also going to be featuring some music, some of the performers that are going to be involved with the Bromance event. Mm-hmm. The benefit for Basic Rights Oregon happening on April 25th. But let's take a break to hear from our membership drive. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Thank you, Carla. Good evening, everyone. My name is Sam, and I am joined here by Dave. And we're inviting you to step up and join in. You've been listening for quite some time now, and you listen because KABU is important, and the news and information that it brings you is important, and you cherish the fact that it's here for you. KABU is here for you because your friends and neighbors have stood up time and time again and make sure that they are here for KABU. And now it is your turn to call 877-500-5266. Some of my friends here have been talking about, have been inviting you to put a price on on what you hear at KABU. But I know that you can't put a price on this. It is beyond value. It transcends mere dollars and cents, but our bills don't. So I'm inviting you instead to decide how much are you willing to contribute to KABU's continued health, to its ability to remain fierce and independent and unafraid, to bring you the news and information and the arts and culture programming that is so vital to the community in general and to our kind of subset, if you will, in particular, the queer community of Portland, of the Pacific Northwest, of everyone listening at KBOO.FM. Some of our friends and neighbors got involved in a way that made, and at a level that made sense for them. Kenny and Zook's Deli at 1038 Southwest Stark, and Tapalaya at 28 Northeast 28th, and Montage at 301 Southeast Morrison provided food throughout the day to keep the volunteers taking your calls at 877-500-5266, fed and sustained and ready to take your call now at 877-500-5266. Again, you can also use our safe, convenient, easy, and secure web form at kboo.fm.
And We'd love to have your support. We'd love to have your help. The program today, Out Loud, has been on the air now for well over a decade, and they've been providing news and information simply not available elsewhere on your radio dial. I know at the Supreme Court last week in the arguments, the word a sea change of thought on gay marriage has taken place over the past decade or more. And I like to think that Out Loud and KABU helps push that sea change. We're part of that sea change, providing the information, providing the dialogue to get the ideas out there for you and for you to share to help create that change, help create the world that we want to see. You support us and allow us to do this with your financial help. Your contribution can be as little as $40 for 1 year, or if you can afford a little more, maybe $5 a month, $60 for 1 year, or yet a little more, maybe $10 a month for that wonderful $120 for the full year. Whatever you believe you can afford to help keep community radio strong and on the air is what we want. Please call us at 877-500-5266 to make your voice heard in support of community radio. When you make that contribution, you not only keep the station strong and alive, you become, in fact, part owner of this radio station. We are listener-owned community radio. As a owner of KABU Radio, you get to help make the decisions as to where this, your radio station, will go in the future. We've been on the air now for approximately 45 years, just over 45 years, and listener members, listener owners like yourselves, have shaped this station and made it is what it is today. 877-500-5266. Those are the numbers to call if you would like to make your voice heard in support of community radio. We do have volunteers just eager to talk to you, and they can tell you about some of the wonderful thank you gifts that can come your way with your contribution. We have some beautiful t-shirts available, including one specially made for this pledge drive, for this membership drive right now. And we do have a CD of, Ashley Flynn. She's celebrating her latest CD. It's called A Million Stars, and I believe we're going to hear from that later in the program today.
So get your copy now.
That's right. You can get a copy of this with a $60 membership donation today. So that's a $60 membership. Or for that same $60, you could get a pair of tickets to the Bromance Benefit for Basic Rights Oregon that's coming up on the 25th of April at the Alberta Rose Theater. But you can't get either of these things unless you make that phone call. 877-500-5266. You've got to take that first step. You've already done the first part. You've turned on your radio. You're listening to KABU. You're listening to Out Loud. So that's the first step. The second step is to say, yeah, I'm going to keep it on the air. I'm going to support this radio station because I want to make sure that I can listen to Out Loud next week, that my friends can listen to Out Loud, that I can tell my Aunt Gertrude in, I don't care, Timbuktu or Kalamazoo, that they could go to KBOO.FM and stream live Out Loud anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world. 877-500-5266. We need your financial support to keep this station strong and on the air. That is the bottom line.
And not only do we need your support, but you know how important KABU is. You know that you need KABU. See, it's a two-way thing, right? We have provided you with Out Loud. We have provided you with Democracy Now! We have provided you with a locally volunteer-produced evening newscast. We have provided you with endless hours of music, arts and culture and entertainment, and news and public affairs, information and analysis. Now it's time for you to provide KABU with the dollars to pay the bills that we incur in bringing you 23,652,000 commercial-free minutes and counting. How much more will we count? That's up to you when you call 877-500-5266.
And we're back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. My name is Carla. Want to say a special thank you to Sam and David, who are part of the spring membership drive, volunteering their time. Thank you, gentlemen. And I want to offer a short music break, a little sample from Ashley Flynn. Sam and David talked about the CD, A Million Stars, from Ashley Flynn. That's one of the thank you gifts we can offer when you become a member or renew your membership. Ashley has been on the show in the past. She's a big supporter of KBOO, and we'd like to offer you a little music sample. The song from her CD titled A Million Stars. The song is titled Prove It On Me.
Prove it on me. went out last night, had a great big fight. Everything seemed to go wrong. But I looked up, to my surprise, the gal I was with was gone. Where she went, I don't know. I mean to follow everywhere she goes.
That song was titled Prove It On Me from Ashley Flynn, the CD titled A Million Stars. That's a little music sample. We do have that CD available as a thank you gift as part of our membership drive. And also Ashley is going to be performing on Thursday, April 25th at the Alberta Rose Theater as part of the Bromance event, the Benefit for Basic Rights Oregon. We're going to welcome Sasha back to the studio. And again, Sasha is part of the communication team with Basic Rights Oregon, and we were talking about the Supreme Court and some of the action that happened last week, and we were just kind of defining what was going on with the Defense of Marriage Act. DOMA is now in the hands of the Supreme Court, and let's be dreamers for a minute and say what is the best possible outcome that could happen. There's all these potential things that could happen, but if we were going to dream and say it's all good, what could be the best thing that could come out of DOMA being in the hands of the Supreme Court?
Yeah, that's a really great question.
Let's dream big.
I know I missed backtrack, but I just want to like point, I just want to like flag that.
Sure.
I'm really excited because the Cabin Project also is going to be at Bromance.
Oh, okay. Yes, like, yes.
And Katie Sawicki and her crew have been here, joined us at Out Loud. We've had so many great musicians actually on Out Loud.
We have had so many musicians, and you know, thank you. Let's go back to the Bromance event again. It's happening at the Alberta Rose Thursday, the 25th. So yeah, Cabin Project is Katie Sawicki when she's got a whole band with her. They've been on Out Loud many times. The full lineup, there's other musicians, we're not naming them all, and I apologize to everyone else, but if you go to the albertarosetheater.com, you can find all the details on their calendar. Again, April 25th, the doors at 6:30, the show starts at 7:30. So yeah, shout out to all the musicians involved with Bromance. We're going to be featuring some more music during the show from Sneaking Out and from Ashley Flynn as well. So we'll be hearing more from them. Yay.
So that's a really good question. And, a lot of scholars look at, you know, there's a famous case involving an interracial couple from 1967 called Loving v. Virginia. And in that case, you know, the court, and which it has throughout its history, has defined the right to marriage as a fundamental right, you know, and a fundamental right is a violation of due process if it's been limited in any way. And that's a broad statement, and, you know, it's going to takes some conviction, I think, you know, at the end of the day, by the Supreme Court to go that far, you know, and they're very concerned with, as, you know, one of our folks just mentioned that, you know, that there's, the, you know, there's a sea change taking place in their minds, but, you know, some of the Supreme Court justices, I'm not sure, are quite tracking how significant the change has been just in the last 2 days. I think we're up to 50 senators now have come out, you know, and supported the freedom to marry, and it's moving very, very fast. So it's time, it's past time, and that would be the best case scenario. I mean, just to, you know, speaking as a, you know, as a grassroots activist with Basic Rights Oregon and Oregon United for Marriage, you know, that's a great scenario, but the work that we do has focused on the grassroots work necessary to move and shift public opinion about the issue by having really difficult conversations about why marriage matters to committed and loving gay and lesbian couples. You know, gay and lesbian couples want to marry for the same reasons that straight couples do. They want to express their love and commitment in front of family and friends. That's in a way that's no different from anyone else, and that's what's really at stake. You know, so that's, we're not sitting around waiting, you know, for the Supreme Court to move on this issue. We're doing and continuing to do what we've been doing for years now, and that's to go out and have those conversations and to move public opinion.
Right. And a huge, you know, thank you to the team. I know at Basic Rights Oregon, there have been many, many, many people involved, many staff, many, many volunteers all around the state of Oregon. I know that you guys have videos on the again, website is basicrights.org. There are videos of people telling their own stories on why marriage matters. And so a huge thank you to all the individuals who have been working so hard on the marriage equality effort right here in Oregon.
And what's really exciting is, there are a lot of folks, like, for example, that were married in 2004. I don't want to go into the details on that, but Multnomah County started issuing licenses. And even before then, there are so many folks out there that have been involved in this work dating back to Measure 9, you know, that are coming back, that are excited about what's happening, you know, with the marriage work and getting involved. So it's really great to talk to them and thank them for laying the groundwork. You know, we're standing on shoulders of giants. You know, it didn't just happen. You know, this is work that's been done for many, many years. So thank you to everyone that's done that work. And hopefully you'll get re-engaged and get involved with the campaigns.
Right. And so let's just take a moment maybe to see, you know, within the basic rights work, I know you guys have lots of different projects that you're doing, but just briefly, what are some of the ways that folks can find out about what you need from volunteers if they want to engage?
Yeah, that's a really great question. Thanks, Carla. So there's, you know, Carla gave out the URL for Basic Rights, but we also have a Oregon United for Marriage website. It's just OregonUnitedForMarriage.org. And on that page, there are a multitude of ways that folks can get involved. You can sign the pledge. There's a pledge that you can sign that says you support the freedom to marry. You can like us on Facebook. You can donate money. You can come down and volunteer your time. We just posted on our website today that we're looking for internships for the summer, you know, for folks to go out and organize and help move the campaign forward. So that's just a few of them, but there are many, many different ways. So call us, email us, you know, however you want to. You can email us at bro@basicrights.org, bro@basicrights.org, or you can go to our websites and there's, you know, buttons that you can press to get involved. So
wonderful. Okay. And again, that's just the tip of the iceberg. We need to take a break. We will be back to talk with Sasha some more and find out more about Basic Rights Oregon. We're going to take a short music break as well as a break for our membership drive. I want to give you another little sample of the music that's going to be featured at the Bromance event. Again, that's happening April 25th. This song is Sneaking Out with Ashley Flynn, and the song is titled Carry Me.
The thing I long to find. Mrs. says we've behind a brighter moon will rise and shine. A wooden box and a bucket of rain carry me to the open sea. And a wooden box and a bucket of rain carry me to the thank you. down the barrel, I'm hungry for what's left of you. Well, my son must be where we're
And that was Ashley Flynn right here on KBOO Portland. You're listening to Out Loud on KBOO right now, and this is our spring membership fundraising drive. Our fundraising drive is going to end this Saturday, so we're really encouraging you to join now and call now before it's too late. The phone number is 877-500-5266. We're asking you for your financial support to keep this radio station strong and on the air. And I loved hearing the representative from Basic Rights Oregon talking about the long-term grassroots work that is required to really create change and make things happen in this world. KBOO is part of that long-term grassroots change. We broadcast the issues. We bring people on. We talk to the organizers. Out Loud has been on the air now for a full decade, bringing these issues to the forefront, and you, our listeners, have helped make it happen. You, our listeners, have helped pay the bills so that the electricity gets paid, so that the folks can go out in the field with tape recorders and bring those stories back to you, so that we can do the work for you and get that information out. Your financial support allows us to do this. 877-500-5266. That's how you can do your part to help Carla and all the others at the Out Loud Collective do their work and bring this radio station strong and loud. A reminder that if you listen to Ashley Flynn and you enjoyed her music, you can get a copy of her CD with your contribution of $60 or more today. With your contribution of $60 or more, you can get a copy of that CD, or you can get tickets to go see the entire Bromance benefit coming up on the 25th of April. 877-500-5266 is the number. We're trying to reach, I think, $450 during the program here this evening. We'd love to have you join us. 10 people at $45 a year. That would do it.
9 people at $5 a month will do it as well. However you do it, just do it. 877-500-5266. I bet you have got a budding bromance in your life, little piece of chicken. Yes, indeed. And what better way to cement that than by bringing him to the bromance performance at the Alberta Rose Theater. $60 donation. Get your credit card or debit card ready and call 877-500-5266. Perhaps you might bring a check or a pile of cash to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue and do it that way. Meet the faces behind the voices you hear day in and day out, or at least every Tuesday evening on Out Loud. And I guarantee you, we have got the faces for radio. Come meet us in person or meet us on the phone. Introduce yourself. Let us enter you into the good book of KBOO. 877-500-5266.
Thank you, Sam and David. My name is Carla. Welcome back to Out Loud, the Queer Culture Radio Show. We've been focusing on marriage equality this evening, and I'd like to continue our conversation with Sasha. Sasha's part of the communications team with Basic Rights Oregon, the website basicrights.org. And Sasha was just sharing some examples of all the different ways for volunteers to get involved. And even though we've been focusing on marriage equality, you know, Sasha, tell us about some of the other projects that Basic Rights Oregon have been working on.
Thanks, Carla. Yeah, we have three different program areas. We work on winning the freedom to marry, which is going to be on the ballot in November of 2014 with our campaign, Oregon United for Marriage. We also have been working for about 3 or 4 years now on working to remove barriers to medically necessary health care for trans Oregonians. Currently, most insurance policies just categorically exclude health care coverage for trans folks. It's discriminatory and it needs to end. We've seen huge victories in the last couple of years, though. The insurance division clarified last year that care that's given to non-transgender people should be given to trans folks. So that was a huge win. And OHSU, Oregon's largest employer, you know, removed their discriminatory exclusions for access to trans health care. So we're really excited about that work and a lot of victories, and we're looking forward to this coming year as well. We also have a racial justice and alliance building program that works to lift up leaders of color and communities of color and de-invisibilize the LGBT communities of color that's happened. And if you've never seen them, there's some really wonderful Our Families is a project that came out of our racial justice program, and there are videos that you can look at, and they're on our website that feature different communities of color that are really profound and moving, and I'd recommend checking those out. They're at basicrights.org. There's one on Native American families, one on Asian Pacific Islander families, one on African American families, and one on Two-Spirit families. So it's really great. And we also work with alliance building and with our coalition partners. We're excited to be working with CAUSA right now in the legislature and help to move tuition equity forward in Oregon, which was really great, so that now undocumented students or children of undocumented parents we can pay in-state tuition rather than out-of-state tuition, which is unreasonable to demand from a, you know, an immigrant family. So that was a huge win, and we're excited about that work as well.
Wonderful. And I know there's so much more that we could talk about, and I do apologize, we're running out of time. But listeners, if you want to find out more about the work of Basic Rights Oregon, I encourage you to check out their website. Again, it's basicrights.org. And Sasha, I want to say thank you so much for coming into the studio this evening. And definitely we will have you back to talk about Basic Rights Oregon. And I want to give you the chance to leave our listeners with any closing thoughts.
Yeah, I just would try to rebrand a little bit and remind people that we our campaign name, if people want to get involved with the Freedom to Marry campaign, is OregonUnitedForMarriage.org, and you can find out how to get involved there.
Right on. Again, thank you so much for being on the show tonight, and thank you so much to all the volunteers and staff with Basic Rights Oregon. You guys are doing some incredible work. Now, listeners, we're going to take another music break with Ashley Flynn. Ashley, again, is performing at the Bromance event along with many other musicians happening Thursday, April 25th. Again, Bromance is a benefit for Basic Rights Oregon happening at the Alberta Rose Theater, April 25th. So this is Ashley Flynn's song titled Prohibition Rose.
Prohibition Rose knows what she knows, from her hips to her toes, beneath her Shanghai.
This is KBOO Portland, and you are tuned to Out Loud. This is our spring 2013 membership drive. My name is Sam, and I want to recruit you. Call 877-500-5266 to start or renew your membership today. You can also do so online at kboo.fm or stop in and see us live and in person, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. I believe the door is still open. If not, there are instructions for how to get the board up to let you in the door. However you do it, just do it. You're out and about. Come see us. You've got your phone handy. Call us, 877-500-5266. You joined us a long time ago with your ears and then with your heart. It's time to do a little checkbook activism. 877-500-5266 is the telephone code that when you enter it into your device, it will instantly connect you to our volunteers here in the room where I'm sitting right now, live and in person, with my good buddy Dave, who will tell you more.
Please, please, give us a call, 877-500-5266. We need to hear from you this afternoon. You tune into Out Loud because you know it's going to bring you information to help you lead a fuller life, information that you're not going to find elsewhere. Tuning in each and every week, can you think about, okay, I could put up $1.50 each week. $1.50 for every week that I listen to Out Loud. That would translate into about $75 or $80 over the course of a full year.
And you know what? It costs $84 to run KBOO for 1 hour.
It all translates into your calling 877-500-5266 and saying yes to community radio. And as Sam mentioned, you already said yes when you turned on the dial. You said yes when you said 90.7 FM. Yeah, Out Loud, Tuesday nights. I listen on a regular basis because it gives me information that I know I need, that's going to help me be more effective in the world and around and find out about cool things that are happening and... Wow, it's just so great. And for only $1.50 a week, I can make an $80 contribution to the radio station.
There it is.
877-500-5266. I ask people once in a while to say, okay, how do you spend your money in your life? Do you subscribe to a newspaper or magazines, cable television? Do you go buy a couple of lattes every week or so? Well, can you figure KBOO into your budget? Think, okay, I listen to it regularly. I'm going to figure KBOO into my budget. I can put quarter a day, dollar a week, $5 a month into a jar and say, okay, that's my KBOO contribution because I listen to it and I want to make sure that it's here next time I turn on the dial. And I know I'm not going to get commercials. They're not going to tell me what sort of soap to use or deodorant or candy bars or any of that kind of junk. No, no, no. We're going to give you the information that you need to help you live a better life. We're going to give you public affairs that's enjoyable and enlightening. We're going to play music for you that you might not hear other places, or certainly going to find something new and exciting once in a while. And it happens because volunteers like Carla and like Sam and like myself care a lot about what we do. And so we bring that interest and that love and that knowledge to the airwaves. You help us by paying the bills. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266.
There goes one of your friends and neighbors right there. Now it's your turn. 877-500-5266. I'm going to keep saying that. I'm going to keep saying it. 877-500-5266. I'm also going to keep saying KBOO.FM, and I'm going to keep saying that now is the time for you to make that move. Join your friends and neighbors in their support, in their financial backing, in their part ownership. Become of KBOO, because we want you to put the you into community. The community of KBOO Community Radio is you. That's the only piece that's missing. You know, one out of every 9 or 10 people listening are the ones who are paying the bill. And I know that does not ring true to you. I know that that rankles at your sense of fairness and equality. And I know that you are going to rectify that, friends and neighbors, by calling 877 877- 800-500-5266. You have been availing yourself of this service nonstop for weeks, months, and years, and it is time for you to put a little back in. You have been drawing from the well, and the well will run dry unless it is replenished. And that is why we are coming to you now, because you are the one who can do it. And you can do it when you call 877-500-5266. Yes, we need you, and you need us. It's a two-way thing. It's a reciprocal relationship. Consummate that relationship right now. KBOO.FM. Let us enter your name into the good book of KBOO. Introduce yourself right now by telephone 877-500-5266. Come meet us in person. 20 Southeast 8th Avenue between East Burnside and Southeast Ankeny. We do everything we can to make it easy and convenient and useful for you. You need to do what you can, and that is to call 877-500-5266. Find the room in your budget. Dave asked if you can. I know that you can, and I am calling on you to specify the amount that you are going to put into the pot. 877-500-5266. The you in community does not happen without you. Otherwise, it's just community. It's just gibberish until you get involved. 877-500-5266. We're about to go back to a little bit more of what we're asking you to support. And now is the time to provide that support. 877-500-5266. KBOO.FM. Do it now.
Thank you, Sam and David. My name is Carla, Out Loud Radio. This is the Queer Culture Radio Show on KBOO. We're going to go to a quick music break, and I'll be right back to wrap up the show. But we want to bring you another music sample. We've been focusing on marriage equality during the show this evening, and we've been talking a lot about the Bromance event coming up at the Alberta Rose Theater on Thursday, April 25th. It's a benefit for Basic Rights Oregon that was scheduled on the same evening that the Michelle Schacht concert that was canceled. So the Alberta Rose Theater stepped up in the face of hate and Michelle Schacht's hate speech down in San Francisco, but they've offered up their venue for Basic Rights Oregon, and there's going to be a lot of music happening on Thursday, April 25th. Sneaking Out and Ashley Flynn are some of the musicians that'll be performing that night. This is their song titled Deep River Hollow.
Stand there in your rig of bliss, you look just like a sugar kiss, and how I like to lay my lips upon you. Honey, sweetness, I do sense, I think it's time we should commence to trade our secrets till the light of dawning. Place your hands upon my hips, you turn me while the record skips and sway along. You show me if I'd follow. Wink and smile and pull me near you, whisper wet in my ear that won't take a breath till we go down to Deep River Hollow. Something tropic in the air, it's got me loose without a care. And I'm not thinking about the consequence. Your muscled hands upon my dress fall into a midnight long caress. Hey, we are here in grace with ebb and stance. You place your hands upon my hips and turn me while the record skips and swear you'll only show me if I'd follow. Wink and smile and pull me near you, whisper lightly in my ear. Won't take a breath till we go down to Deep River Hollow. Gun, I sit by my window and a dream about
his hands that fell upon my hips and turned me while the record skips and swore that only show me if I'd follow. Swinking, smiling, breath so near you, whisper lightly in my ear. Should have left you, but I let you bring me down. I should have left you, but I let you bring me down. Bring me down the deep river, hollow.
Very nice. Thank you so much.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. My name is Carla. That song was titled Deep River Hollow from Sneakin' Out and Ashley Flynn. And those are two of the many performers who are going to be part of the Bromance event, a benefit for Basic Rights Oregon, happening Thursday, April 25th at 7:30. We need to wrap up our show for this evening, but I want to say a special thank you to Sasha for being our guest this evening. Sasha is part of the communication team with Basic Rights Oregon. I also want to say thank you to Adam East, who is the talent and booking agent with the Alberta Rose Theater. He joined us back at the beginning of the show. Also, a big thank you to Ashley Flynn and Sneakin' Out for their many years of support of KBOO Community Radio, and we look forward to having them on the show again in the future. And thank you to you, our listeners, and a big thank you to all of our listener members, especially new and renewing members who have engaged with our spring membership drive. Just so you know, we still have tickets available as a thank you gift to the Bromance event at the Alberta Rose Theater. If you'd like to give us a call at 877-500-5266. Thank you again to all of our guests. Thank you to our listeners. We'll be back next week. Until next time, stay proud and live out loud.
KBOO Community Radio Night for the 2013 Blazers season will be April 17th, the last home game of the regular season.
Tickets are limited for this unique opportunity where a portion of the proceeds will help support your community radio station.
More information can be found at kboo.fm/blazers.
Thursday night at 8 p.m. for Guess Who's Coming to Radio, when Jamila will be honoring ancestor Curtis Mayfield. She will explore his words and music through time, from his experience with the Impressions to his solo works, as well as songs he's penned for several artists, including Aretha Franklin and Mavis Staples. Again, that's Thursday at 8 p.m. for a Curtis Mayfield artist special on Guess Who's Coming to Radio.
Keep on watching.
You're listening to KBOO Portland.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
talking about a subject.
What up, everybody? Welcome to another edition. It is Hard Knock Radio. Davey D hanging out with you this afternoon. On today's show, we talk with Dave Roach about the Oakland International Film Festival. Later on, the one and only Jasiri X is in the building. We'll listen to some new cuts off his album. All that and more coming up. Davey D hanging out with you this afternoon. It is Hard Knock Radio. And in the building with us from the Oakland International Film Festival, his name is David Roach. He's one of the co-founders of this. This is your 11th one, right?
That's right, brother. David D. Yeah, man.
Well, first of all, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And, you know, there are so many film festivals all over. I mean, Sundance, Cannes.
That's right. That's right.
You know, you
That's
pick
right.
a, you know, the Pan-African Film Festival. They're That's all
right.
over.
That's right.
The importance of film festivals, and I ask that not to be facetious, but just... Mm-hmm.